Welcome to this episode of The Sugar Show. It's the cleanest episode I can honestly say we've ever had. When all of this lockdown crazy went down, I was talking to a colleague of mine, Stephanie Lanes. She and I go way back talking about sugaring waxing for a really long time. And, you know, I was sharing with her my concern with all of us, you know, that have lots of sugaring appointments and aesthetic appointments to be spraying Lysol and Clorox and different chemicals in our treatment rooms because, you know, we're in most of the time small quarters and, you know, to make sure that the room is sanitized and disinfected properly is not always easy. And I was really concerned about you all breathing in toxic fumes all day long in between your appointments. And so we had an opportunity, you'll hear in this podcast, to meet a company that has a really great product, and Stephanie dove in and got involved. And I'm really, really proud of how far she's come to make sure that she has put together a comprehensive line that will keep estheticians, cosmetologists, gyms, you know, your home safe, because we're all spraying a whole lot of product to try to get rid of this crazy coronavirus and various other germs. And so I really, really am glad that Stephanie followed through with this. And it's a pretty neat episode. And the products that you'll see and the program that she's put together really has the beauty professional in mind. And so this episode is, it's never a dull moment with Steph, but this episode is really cool because it's super pertinent to what we got going on right now. I look forward to sharing these products with you through Stephanie. I use them in my treatment room, and I really hope that you all have a safe rest of 2020, 21, and of course beyond. So check out my podcast with Stephanie Lanes.
Hello, and welcome back to this very sparkly clean episode of The Sugar Show. I'm here with Stephanie Lanes. Hi, Steph.
Hey.
She is the founder of many, many things, but today we are going to talk about Soberwell and truly how it was born and how you can make sure that you are not only sanitizing your treatment room and your shop, but disinfecting as well. So welcome, Steph. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. It's always a good time. We always have a good time together. It's been a long time since we've done anything together.
I know, Mama. We've both been so busy teaching people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Back in the day, we did some fun videos together on sugaring and waxing and what that was all about. And it's been a journey. This skincare industry it's been a journey for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And this pandemic has just been unprecedented is the word that everyone's using, but really an opportunity for all of us to make sure that we're doing the right things to stop and take a look at what we're doing in our treatment rooms.
Yep.
And I, for the audience, I want you to understand that how Stephanie and I came together with this sanitation and disinfection is we got introduced to a product and I was fascinated by it and Stephanie was fascinated by it. And I turned to her and said, girl, this is right up your alley. And boy, did you take it and run. We were introduced to this, what, in about April, I think it was?
Actually, it was March. It was right when everything was shutting down. You were still working.
Oh, that's right. God, yeah. March. It's all a blur.
It is a blur.
Uh-huh. But we were introduced to this product, and Stephanie is the perfect person, obviously, to distribute products. And you really have done an amazing job with helping estheticians understand how to clean and disinfect, because it's so important right now, especially.
Yes.
And really brought a spotlight to it. So talk about how this line, Soberwell, came about.
So after being introduced to one of the most unique disinfectant products, I think that you and I have ever come across. Typically in our industry, we have very old disinfectants. Mm-hmm. Everyone's familiar with Barbicide. Everyone's familiar, which is a quat base, meaning you actually have to have water to the solution in order for it to marry. And then you have pre-mixed solutions that are very caustic, very smelly, very, they catch you sometimes when you breathe in. And so there in our industry, we've been very consistent with what we've been using for a long time, 20, 30, 40 years. Barbicide's been around a very long time. However, if you actually understand these types of disinfectants, over time, using them over long periods of time, they do become, they affect our health, they affect our immune, they affect everything. So when we got introduced to the product and that there was no scent and that it's been around for a very long time, it kind of intrigued me because we don't have options in the disinfection. We don't have options of saying, I don't want to really smell something. I don't want to feel like I have to breathe it in. I don't want to have to put gloves on to touch it. Like, we don't have those kinds of options. And so the world that I kind of now have saturated myself into has been very interesting on multiple levels. You have the EPA approvals, you have the FDA approvals, you have N rating with EPA, which means it is hospital grade. So you have different levels of disinfection. The thing that kind of bothered me the most, especially once COVID arrived and since we've been in it, is that people are running to the most poisonous things that we can have near us, which is the traditional bleach and Lysol. And the way we're using those products is actually not the way it's supposed to be used. Our roles in our world is to sanitize and disinfect. And sanitation, I think, is very much ignored because we want to run to the disinfectant because we think we're killing things. But you can't kill anything until you clean it. So I really became fascinated at the scent thing. So Sabrewell is near and dear to my heart because my mother has CPOD. She was a dental hygienist for 32, 35 years. And that was back before gloves. That was back before anything that you protected. And you were constantly having to sanitize and disinfect with very harsh ingredients consistently. So her CPOD now, and she's 72, was really bad right before she retired. And it was because they had changed the way they did all of the protocols for sanitation and disinfection. They actually raised the level of caustic in it, how poisonous it is, actually went up, because this was right after HIV had came. This is when all of these things came. And so they really changed the level of sanitation to kill all of those things. So in talking to her and kind of understanding that nurses and dental hygienists are the two most highest jobs or occupations that have the highest rates of lung-related or CPOD issues from what they used to sanitize. Like, it's a circle, right? So when I was looking at her situation and talking with her about it, I was kind of like, why are we exposing ourselves to these things in the sake of sanitation and disinfection, when there's other options out there that have no scent, no irritation, no nothing? Why do we not know? And why is it not normal?
Yeah.
And I think that's my biggest goal with it, even in the support products that I've come out with, is finding things that have absolutely no scent. So it's been interesting. And my response to it has been interesting in COVID now. So I have been using and spraying and cleaning and doing all these things. And it really started making me think about cleaning in itself, even in my home. Like, I don't associate clean unless it smells like pine. Think about that, right? Or unless it smells like peppermint or tea tree, which is has very distinctive smells. It's not the fact that it's not clean. It's because I don't have those scent memories that tell me that it's clean. So I have, in essence, have to kind of reprogram myself to say that smell has nothing to do with the level of clean.
Yeah, one of the things that you and I talked about in the very beginning was our concern for the beauty industry, for everyone, to be honest, because there was a shortage of Clorox wipes and Lysol and bleach. There was a shortage, right? And it was like, oh God, wait a minute. I don't want my dear colleagues to be exposed to chemicals and breathing in fumes. I mean, if you think about it, when we sugar, we're spraying down and cleaning and disinfecting that room every 15 to 30 minutes.
Yep.
So that would mean that a sugaring professional would be breathing in these fumes all day long. Then we got required to wear masks, right? Yep. But that meant we're touching, we're breathing. I mean, we're not protected completely by a little cloth mask, right? And so does that mean that we have to be exposed to these chemicals in order to be clean? Or a client has to walk in and smell chemical cleaner in order to feel like you've cleaned?
Yes.
Which was a huge concern for us, and why this was so important to you, to make sure that the beauty industry, as well as your daughter's dance school, as well as your family's home, to make sure that there was a better way.
And the better way is I think for me is to understand what is cleaning. Mm-hmm. Is cleaning because I smell it, or is it cleaning actually cleaning? And that's something that I think as society, we have been inundated with since we were kids. I remember the Pine Sol commercials. I remember the Mr. Clean commercial.
I mean, I remember the smell of Comet to this day.
Absolutely, Comet, Ajax, all of those things has scent memories. And it's not necessarily that it's clean. It's the scent. And it really started making me think, because I used to do those cooks in the bathroom, and I would mix, you know, all kind of stuff and just have it so it cook in the tub. You got to, you know, do a little powder, do a little liquid, do a little bleach, do a little Pine Sol, just so it's on the
skin. It would bubble.
Yes. And then Celine would be like, oh, I'm choking. Oh, no, no, no. You got to choke for 5 minutes, and that's how you know it's good, right? So I was totally, totally in that era of understanding that the scent is what makes it clean, not necessarily the process of the removal, right? Yeah. And so I've been really understanding from a different point of view, not only the different types of EPA approved disinfectants, what sanitation is, what is considered sanitation under every state for beauty, hairstylists, estheticians, massage therapists, nail, what is considered sanitation? And believe it or not, super basic, sanitation is just soap and water washing the area before you disinfect it. Mm-hmm. But what we've done to cut the time down is we want like a 2-in-1. We want to go ahead and do disinfecting so that we are sanitizing and disinfecting at the same time. But you can't disinfect something that's not clean.
So well, it's critical time-wise. Like, yes. I don't have time to wipe down my entire room with soap and water. And I'm in my mind, I'm thinking of buckets of, you know, like Cinderella, cleaning the whole room and then disinfecting, waiting 10 minutes till it, you know, till it does its job, right?
Yep.
So let's break this down and make this really, really clear for people to understand. Because honestly, you and I have had talks. Mm-hmm. Those people that are irate that the government isn't allowing us to open because they were, you know, certified in sanitization. It's like, okay, wait a minute. That was probably a year ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. For me, 18 years ago, you know, those back at state board, back in the day when you took that test, that was an SMA and you made sure that your space was clean. You had
you washed your hands.
Wash your hands, you had quats. That was the rules, right? Yep. Well, now we're coming to a very clear understanding, and we're going to share that with you in this podcast today, that you need to understand what cleaning, sanitizing, and disinfection are separate, right? And why you chose the product that you did. So let's start there.
Yeah.
What is sanitizing truly mean, and how do you achieve that?
Sanitizing truly means you're going to clean the area that is affected. So my biggest thing is touch points. So you have to sanitize your touch points. That means your doorknobs, that means your light switches, that means the treatment area, that means your chair, that means whatever you have for your trolley, anything that you've touched has to be sanitized. And it has to be sanitized before a client comes in every time. Mm-hmm. Now, what you use to sanitize is where the difference is. Because again, after I do that, I'm going to come back and then I'm going to disinfect. Now, the nice thing that's great about our disinfectant is that you don't need to wipe it once you spray it. So it can evaporate, we're good to go. So once I spray it, it's done. I don't have to, you know, come back or wipe behind it or do anything like that. The sanitation process, in my opinion, is the most important process because that is what you're actually washing. So if we want to make it simple, you got to wash it before you spray it.
Okay.
If you don't wash it, you can't spray.
Washing the touch points with?
I'm washing the touch points with our wonderful multi-surface spray, which is, again, scent-free, which is very, very simple. It lathers. And I also, in my training video, have been showing people, and I show people in all of them, I'm not a big advocate of wipes and I'm not a big advocate of paper towels because I do think that they're wasteful. So our beautiful microfiber towel that you see there is amazing. I show it doing multiple different things. I love microfibers, especially for your electronics. So it's always important to make sure you're not dousing your electronics. That means your steamer. That means your multi-surface or multi-unit that you have, your iPad, anything that you have that's an electronic, you definitely need to be using your microfiber towel. But we also have our sanitizing gloves, which you're actually spraying into your gloves, you're lathering, and then you're washing everything super simple. Now, the key to the sanitation part is making sure that it becomes routine. So not only are we doing it in between every client, we still have to sanitize when we do our deep clean, which we should be now doing once a week instead of once a month. Mm-hmm. You also have to understand where your clients are touching the most. And that includes your seat where they put their stuff, their coat, their purse. That's also a touch point. They may not physically touch it with their hands, but whatever they brought into your treatment room is touching. So it really, I've really broken it down to super basic in reverse. So instead of us just, you know, when I've seen some spas that all they do is spray Lysol and then they close the door, that's not what we're talking about. We actually are going to touch everywhere that client touched, including you. So that means your seat needs to be cleaned every time. Mm-hmm. That means where you touch needs to be cleaned every time. Your trolley, you need to have your disposable SMAs. All of that needs to be a part of your SOPs. So standard operating procedures, mm-hmm. which again, as sugars, you should also have SOPs for your process as well. And that needs to include sanitation disinfection. That needs to include what happens if someone comes in, they do have COVID. That needs to include the kids. All of that has to be so super routine that it becomes your second nature. Not only do you walk in and turn on the lights and do all this other stuff, but it becomes so second nature that you're not like, oh, I have to do it. Because unfortunately, now that we're started with COVID, we're still in COVID. Once COVID is gone, this will be our routine from now on. Mm-hmm. This will be the mandate. We're not going to go back to where you just clean when you open and when you close. Nope.
Yeah.
This will be the process from now on. So I really am passionate about not only showing you, but explaining to you the importance of making sure that you're showing your clients that you have a level of sanitation disinfection that was different than what they thought you had. Right. And that kind of level of trust has to be shown. People have to see it, even if they're not physically in there. Then have the cleaning products out. Let them know that you do have them and you use them. And I think that's one thing that, you know, I've had a spa say to me, they're like, well, I don't really want people to see our cleaning stuff. I said, if I went to here and I saw you had cleaning stuff, it would reassure me that you were actually cleaning.
I am showing, for those of you that are listening to the podcast, I'm showing this little piece that Stephanie has put together that shows this area has been sanitized and disinfected. So you can put it on your bed. So mm-hmm. when someone walks in, they can see, oh, good. And they can see these beautiful clean products lined up, you know, near the treatment area, so they can understand and you can have a conversation. While I'm sugaring, I can say, hey, by the way, what's Soberwell? Well, I can explain to them what it is. So let's chat for a second about what actually, a pyramid bell, what actually is, does it mean to be disinfecting? Mm-hmm. And why did you choose the product that you did in the Soberwell line?
So the products that I chose, our multi-surface spray, our twin oxide, all of that is very purposeful. So twin oxide is a chlorine dioxide solution. Typically, it comes in a powder form. So it does come no different than Barbicide, which is it's a powder, but they just add a little bit of water. Twin oxide comes in a big chunk, powder form, big chunk that they break up. It's unscented. So that was my biggest aha moment. I can disinfect without smelling anything. That means the folks that have asthma, the folks that have any kind of, they're immunocompressed, anyone that has any breathing lung issues, irritants bother them, can use this solution and know that they're disinfecting. Twin oxide is actually a sterilant as well. So it kills 99.9% of whatever it touches. And that's the one thing that I really am very specific on, because of the fact that we have other issues that come and are presented to us besides COVID. We all know that therapists, estheticians, sugars, massage therapists, we have a season, it's called flu season, right? Mm-hmm. Where people bring us these illnesses because we don't understand the transmission. I wanted something that was super potent, that was going to kill everything. So not just COVID, but everything that we have that comes in contact. Because I do think that when you look at the disinfection process and we're killing and destroying whatever may be still living on something, you got to have something that's going to be potent, right? Mm-hmm. But can it be potent without me smelling it? Absolutely. And that is what we're doing with the Twin Oxides solution. This is so super multifaceted that people use this to clean their food. E. coli is a big thing in farming. Twin Oxide is used in that as well. So there's a lot of different things that this specific solution can do, which is why I'm excited to bring it to our industry, because we never knew that there was anything out there like this that could do what we needed to do without being so super scented. And that's the thing about Twin Oxide that I like.
Wasn't it used to clean water?
Yeah.
In water treatment plants?
Absolutely.
So to me, if water treatment plants are using an EPA approved product to make sure that
it's balanced, you know, there's no algae, there's no fungus.
E. coli, cold and flu viruses, staph, MRSA, salmonella, strep, coronavirus. Like if they're trusting it in and around food and water, I'd rather be spraying that than, you know, they'd never put Clorox in water to clean it out in a water treatment plant.
No.
Right? So, but we have to make sure that we're using an EPA approved disinfectant. So talk about why Twin Oxide is great. And I'll give you a hint, is timing.
Absolutely.
So when we first got down to talking about, okay, now estheticians are going to have to sanitize and disinfect, right? This process. The trouble for me is I churn and burn Brazilians. You know, I'm sugaring Brazilians every 15 to 30 minutes.
Yep.
Right. So it is critical for me that I don't have to spray a product, A, that's going to cause me any sort of toxic exposure, and B, I don't have 15 minutes to wait for this thing to dry before I can put my next client on the table,
right?
I mean, that's money, that's time, that's clients. Like, I don't want to spend that much time. So talk about disinfecting your sugar room and how much time this takes.
So the disinfectant only needs 7 to 9 minutes. So it's not a whole lot of time. So for me, the sanitation process is a little bit longer because you're going and you're having to physically wipe everything down. Coming behind with the Twin Oxide and spraying is very different because you can spray it everywhere. Mm-hmm. And once it sits, it's doing its thing. And that's the thing that I like about having to spray it and knowing it's coming out as a mist, it's hitting a lot of places. And it's funny because when I was doing my video, I actually am going to show in hyperlapse time, everything absorbing off of that sugar mat. So I actually have a video just showing that as I'm walking around doing whatever I can do. Yeah. So whether you do your touch points first or you do your sugar mat first, it's really up to you as the practitioner. But if you know that you need to have it sit where butts sit, you're going to do that first, let it stay, wash it, spray it, and then go and do all the rest of your sanitation and disinfection process. And that's the part that's very, I think, hard for people to visualize, because we do have a lot of these companies saying they can use their products, but no one's showing you.
Yeah.
No one's breaking it down. Like, here's where you sanitize. And here's where you disinfect. Like really giving you the breakdown. So you're seeing it in action. And again, I'm a big fan of not using a whole lot of wipes, because remember, whatever wipe you physically touch without a glove is absorbing into you as well. Mm-hmm. So those chemicals can absorb through our skin. We all know this. Skin is a huge organ. So everything that you're doing and you're touching, you have to kind of think about, what am I exposing myself on a regular basis to? Would I rather have something that's more healthy for me, or am I doing it just because I've been in so much robot mode? And now that we're over sanitizing and disinfecting, we're doing it every 30 minutes. You're breathing it in multiple times during the day. You got to really start thinking about what you're exposing yourself to and what you're attacking your immune with as well. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
That's going to be the most important thing to get us through anything in life, to be honest, is a strong immune system.
Yep.
So let's talk as well about your ImmuAir and ImmuShield as a final step in the process.
Absolutely. So MU Shield is what you wear as a practitioner. It's what you're going to put on the bottom of your feet. You're going to do that day and night. You're going to do 3 drops on each foot. I've been using it personally. Elizabeth Essentials is the creator of the Elizabeth Essentials MU Air and MU Shield. And she is an aromatherapist. She's been practicing for over 40 years. She's an amazing wealth of knowledge for the essential oils and the range of them. She custom created everything that she has in each of the products. So the MU Shield is what you put on and absorb into your body. After 10 minutes, we all know essential oils go into the bloodstream and they do their thing. The MU Air is what attracted me to her brand first. So that is a whole bunch of essential oils as well as colloidal silver. So I approached her and said, I wanted to do some customized things that I could do and sell in our Sabrewell. Can I do that and just throw some oils that I like that smell good and put it in some colloidal silver? She said, yeah, no, that's not how colloidal silver works. And I said, but I like the way certain ones smell. She's like, well, tell me what you like. I said, okay, I like mandarin, I like peppermint, and I like lavender. She's all, those are very aggressive oils. And those scents, and you add the silver, that's not, no. No, I wouldn't be able to help you. Okay. I'm like, well, I heard you have something. She's like, well, of course I have something. I'm like, oh, well. And so she really educated me on the importance of the MU Air and having it stay in the air, which is why I finish it after every video that I do, because of the potency. It's the silver is not really what's potent. It's the marriage of all those essential oils with the silver and having them stay in the air. So not only are you breathing them, you're kind of building your own force field of protection against everything.
Absolutely. And that's, yeah, you know I'm kind of a freak about the essential oils.
I know
oils,
you are.
Right? So I got my snooty nose out looking at these ingredients. Lemon, amazing antibacterial. Eucalyptus, rosemary, amazing for respiration, respiratory
Absolutely.
System. Cinnamon, actually, they have scientific studies about yes. how cinnamon and clove will actually kill bacteria like MRSA.
Yes.
Which is amazing. And then, of course, lavender is very healing. Lemongrass is strong too. And in colloidal silver, I mean, this is great for you. We have to build our own immune system. So if we you do. Can be spritzing this into the air, it's your clients are going to be breathing it in. That's why I love diffusing essential oils that you and your clients can be bringing in to strengthen your immune system. And then the immune shield as well. You know, the body takes in essential oils so well from the feet. So if you put this on your feet, it'll actually uptake into your bloodstream, which is what you said. But this also has the cinnamon. Thyme is amazing. By the way, thyme is really fabulous to stop snoring.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Mm-hmm. She has an amazing snore product too.
Mm-hmm. Thyme is amazing for that. My husband has it on his feet on the regular and he barely snores anymore. Frankincense and clove and oregano. I mean, tea tree, these are all so solid for the immune system. So putting it on your feet to bring it inside your system, putting it in the air to breathe it in, and you're sanitized and disinfected will make for the perfect treatment room to make sure that we have, you know, a fighting chance here.
Well, and that's the thing. Elizabeth Essentials works very close to Becky Kuhn and Oncology Aesthetics. So she has her products in hospitals. And these are the hospitals that are open to understanding the importance of essential oils in, yeah. along with modern medicine, which is amazing. But she works with people who primarily don't have an immune system.
Yeah.
So her goal is to give these products to people who don't have any immunity to help them protect themselves, yep. not only now with COVID, but with life. And yeah. I think that's what drew me to her so much is that, you know, everything she does is very purposeful. She has products for menopause. She has products for snoring. She has products. And I love all of them. She has never allowed anyone to partner with her in this way. So I feel very blessed that she allowed me to take the product and put it into other people's hands. And she said it, she said, I won't reach the amount of people that you will.
Right.
So I really do want to partner with you. And she said, I truly believe that everybody should have this product, especially now, because it's really up to us. So if you have all of these practitioners that have people coming in and out constantly throughout the day, they're going to need something. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you can spray it and also let people know that it's sanitized and disinfectant, also have it going through your HVAC and also have it be working all behind the scenes the entire time is really what you know, your whole brand is about. And I told her, I said, I want to help those folks who can't take the Lysols and the bleach, mm-hmm. you know, that's breaking them down, but now we're helping them build up at the same time. So it's exciting. I mean, the people I have it now, we haven't launched yet, but we're launching now. And that's why you guys are watching, but there's people that are coming into our store saying, I heard you have this stuff and my dad is, you know, really battling. Can I get it now? Like, is it available?
Yeah. It is. You know, so how did you come up with the name Soberwell?
So my beautiful German husband, I wanted to honor him in some way because everything that I have in Smooth Skin Supply is S based. My name's Stephanie, my daughter Celine. So everything is S, but I want to do something S, but in German, and Sauber is clean. So, I'm like, okay, so Sauber, and I had all kind of different things. And there's like four other words that are in German that start with an S, and I didn't really like it. So I just put Sauber and then well for wellness, because I am kind of doing this on the immune health side with the essential oils and then understanding, you know, our multi-surface spray is plant-based. So it's really great. So I have the vegan element to it as well. So for people who are looking for clean ways to clean. And then the no scent obviously is the definitely on the wellness side, but Soberwell came very organic. And it's morphed into something that I really kind of didn't expect. And it's morphed very quickly. And I think the timing is also really prevalent. I had a teacher just come in and get, because now you can fog with the twin oxide as well. So they came in and they're like, I bought a fogger. I saw your husband fogging in the video that you've been sharing. So can I come get a gallon? And he did. And, you know, there's so many uses. And I'm excited because I think, you know, I would love every practitioner to take it home as well. I mean, we have it here too. Like, yeah. Like everything that you're in contact with now has to be a lifestyle change.
For sure.
It can't just be what you do at work and then you come home and you breathe in poison. You got to kind of reevaluate everything that we've been taught on how to clean. And is it really scent based? And from my own experience, everything I did was based off of scent. I didn't think it was clean until it smelled like it was clean. Yeah. But that the smell had nothing to do with the level of clean. So right. It's interesting. You know, twin oxide has multi different uses. You can fog with it. You need to use an electrostatic sprayer. So you can't use just any sprayer. I have a video just fogging everything. And the fogging aspect is for that deep clean. So you want to fog your vents. You want to get into your HVAC system. You want it to go through and be able to clean everything that's been circulated in your location. I'm excited. I think it's time. I think it's time that we actually looked at what we're using, how we're using it, and how effective it is. Yep. And the only way we can do that is we go in the opposite direction. Let's go back to school. Let's break down, sanitize, and disinfect, and then let's show it. And that's what we're doing. So I'm excited.
And on that note, I am really excited because if you are a Sugar Triber, you are going to get inside the Sugar Tribe library an actual course on how to sanitize and disinfect your sugar treatment room. It's going to be very thorough about how to sanitize not only the sugar mat, but everything else in the room.
Yes.
And then Stephanie actually has an online certification where she goes through literally how to clean the bathrooms, the waiting room, I mean, everything. And that is in her soberwellbeauty.com. And all the show notes will be inside, all the links will be in the show notes. So Stephanie is going to have this course for us specifically on the sugar treatment room. And then you'll be able to get online certified on all the areas after that, which is so critical. Stephanie and I have been pounding education. That's been like the bedrock of our friendship, is just pounding education into the beauty industry and making sure that people are properly educated on the techniques that they're using inside the treatment room. So this is perfect for that. So Sugar Tribers, take a look inside your library and you will see that course. And then you can also take the actual online certification, because I think it's critical for your clients to see that you have been certified in this, so they can see that you've taken the next steps to make sure that they are protected and that you are protected in a safe way. So thank you for all that you have been doing during lockdown, Steph.
I know. And I've been blowing your phone up like, okay, so I can't just do this. I got to do this. I got to do that.
It's been
fun. And it's all come together really fast.
I've watched you just take this and run with it. And it's been really fun to just watch what you have done to do your own research. You know, you had a skeptical eye too, and you really had to dive in. You're used to talking about wax and eczema, and you really had to dive in and really, you asked the hard questions of these companies, and now you've really the Soberwell name. It's funny, the Soberwell name, I appreciate that you're honoring your hubby with, but in my head, so when you all see Rudy in the videos, he's this burly German teddy bear, right? And what I love about him is he really symbolizes the line. And I love that you honored that because he's kind of this badass, tough, I'm going to protect you guy.
Yep.
But in a soft, natural way. And I think really he, funny enough, I don't know that he ever thought he'd be the symbol of a sanitation and disinfection wellness line, but he really truly does symbolize everything that you wanted this to be. So I think it's a fun honor. So thank you, Steph, for coming on the show.
I'm excited. I'm so thankful that I don't have to do this alone, that you've partnered with me and you really are like, we got to get this out. Like people got to know. I mean, I sent Shannon everything. So she has everything ready to go when they're ready to open back up. So she has it all and she's ready to share it and all of that. And I'm working on now a travel kit that will have folks that they can sell. So I still have a foaming hand wash again, that's coming. That's beautiful for people. Hand sanitizer specifically for people that work with their hands as well. So all of those things I want to put in a travel size so that you can give to your clients if they like that, or they know someone that has definitely CPOD or any breathing problems or any immune issues that they can use and travel with them. And that's the one thing that I think we need to start carrying on our persons wherever we go,
for sure,
so that we can do it for our own safety. So I'm excited. Thank you, Shannon, for inviting me and letting me talk to your Sugar Tribe. I do appreciate you all.
You're welcome, my love. And Sugar Tribers, as always, take a look inside your Sugar Tribe library because we have got all kinds of information in there. And if you're not in the Sugar Tribe, why aren't you? Because we're a bunch of really amazing humans that know that there is a better way. So have a fabulous day, and we look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Hello, beauty professionals and sugar professionals. This is Shannon, your sugar mama. I am really, really proud of this community and how hard everyone works all the time. And I want you to all know that there's so much education out there for all of you. And if you're kind of on the fence, you're not sure if you want a sugar, you want to just kind of see what the sugar thing is all about, we have a free Facebook group. We also, if you're ready to start sugaring, we have our basic certification course. And if you're an advanced sugar pro and you really got it all down, just need help with your business, maybe your technique, maybe some ideas, maybe some encouragement, we have the Sugar Tribe for you as well. So check any of the links in our show notes. They're pretty specific on all of the things that we have to offer as well. You can always go to our website, love2andsugar.com. Everything you need to know is there, from podcast episodes to a directory of sugaring professionals to information, advanced knowledge library. There's so much on there. So I look forward to meeting you at some point in the future. But until then, here are all the things that you can do to get yourself involved with sugar.